This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Today is part two of an audio journey with the Chickeners of the May 2012 East Dallas Urban Coop Tour, hosted by the broadcast's newest correspondent, David Moore, who discovered us in our podcast form and responded to my encouragements to contact me at bucky@buckybacall.org and find out how to collaborate on episodes. Now for the exciting conclusion of A Peep at the Coops.
It's just, I can't, it's hard to put a label on, but it just makes you feel like you're a little more connected to a world that in a city like Dallas you don't feel connected to. It's a gateway drug to the real world, I think. and from an analytical standpoint of watching behavior, it's really been fascinating because they really do have distinct personalities. They are friendly and they will come, and some will sit in your lap and some will be the first to sit in your lap and some will be coy and be the last to come over, and it's very interesting to see them go. But from that standpoint, I think that's been the most fun, is to kind of watch as the chicks, we watch them hatch from eggs and then see the different personalities emerge.
Anything else people should know about having backyard chickens?
It makes you very cool. It's very trendy. It makes you somewhat hipper to be able to say you have chickens. It's like having an eco-friendly car, like an electric car, or it like maybe having a new Fiat that everybody talks about. Like, you become the topic of other people's conversations. Like, someone mentions chickens and they go, oh, I have a friend that has some chickens in their backyard. So you become the touchstone that other people use to add to their own cachet.
Hi, I'm Greg, and we live at 5622 Morningside in the M Street, and we have a chicken coop that is practically in our driveway. It's on a little side bed next to the house that adjoins the house. We can throw our scraps right out our window and to the chickens, so we have chicken neighbors, and it's really spawned quite a lot of interest, and my wife and I actually started a business designing custom coops that are made to look like playhouses, kind of adorable, to look like anything you want. So come by and take a look.
And these chickens are just a couple months old?
Yeah, these chickens are 9 weeks, yeah, and we anticipate maybe 2 or 3 months more. Yeah, and we have cuckoo morans, so they lay the dark brown chocolate eggs. And they're a nice dual-purpose bird, so they, you know, are fairly prolific layers, and then they are supposed to be a good meat bird if you are so inclined.
And so you're in it for the eggs and
for the poop.
And
we're in it for the poop.
Primarily for the poop.
Yep, that's what got us started. We have a huge garden in the back. Take a look. And that we compost everything. And yeah, and the eggs are good. And my daughter's 3, and she loves the chickens. It's a lot of fun. So
I've heard the poop is a potent compost accelerator.
Well, it is. Yeah, and you have to mix it pretty well. You have to give it 6 months, a year to really mix in the nitrogen. It'll burn your plants if you go right with it. But yeah. That's good.
And your kids love them?
Love them, yeah. So my daughter's named 4 of them, 4 of the 6, and it's been really good.
And what are the names?
So we have Isabella, the rooster. We didn't know it was a rooster before it started. And then we have Blackie and Little Blackie, and then Aliki, another rooster.
And the roosters will not be staying, I assume.
Well, if these neighbors, they're probably going to be going to this farm in Waxahachie I told you about, and we'll get some other chickens. Our goal is to have 6. Next are Silkies. Silkies are on the way. Yes, Trini.
We have 3 chickens. We have a Bard Rock, an Americana who has a bad attitude, a Leghorn who's just gorgeous.
So you got in this for the eggs? Is that?
No, I had a pet chicken when I was a kid. I had a pet chicken named Jim Bob, and Jim Bob and the dogs got along really well. And we went on a chicken coop tour, and I just thought it was so cool, and we talked about it. We both had chickens as kids and decided that would be pretty cool. So we're kind of hooked now. We give away a lot of eggs. That's how I met all my neighbors when we moved in. I kept taking them eggs. So there's more than, and for a while we didn't have a kitchen when we first moved in, so it's like, hey, want some eggs? I can tell you all which one of my neighbors eat eggs and which ones don't. So I can honestly say that our chickens helped us become better neighbors. Yes, they did.
So just tell me a little bit about your backyard chicken in operation.
Yeah, we used to have a coop. It was an old playhouse that somebody needed to get rid of, and we brought it over here and rebuilt it and got 5 birds in it now.
What do you like about having chickens?
They're like, they're pets. They're great. It's like having a pet bird, but they're outside and there's no mess. And they have a lot of personality and eggs to boot. I think they're a lot of fun. They're pretty. I like having different breeds. I like having five different breeds because it's easier to tell them apart. I don't know. I just think they're pretty, and people come over. It's like, oh, I thought all chickens were white. You know.
And the eggs are just a bonus.
The eggs are bonus. Well, and we've got a neighbor who's a wine broker, and so we trade eggs for wine. And we both think we're getting the better end of the bargain. So it works out really well.
Any problem with predators?
Nope, we've got a fenced in run, you know, so it keeps the hawks out. The dog keeps the possums out of the yard. Really, the dog is the predator we have to worry about.
Mm, okay. But you said you came out and encountered a hawk out here one day?
Yeah, I was getting dressed one morning, and birds went crazy. You know, I could hear the birds inside, and I came outside, and there's just a juvenile hawk sitting on top, and the birds were not happy.
But perfectly safe.
Yeah, but they didn't know that. You know, they're not... You know, it's kind of like if you were, like, in the ocean in a shark tank. You know, you're safe, but you're not comfortable.
Anything else people who are maybe thinking about getting chickens should know?
Once you get the coop set up, it's really not a lot of work. Getting the coop set up, I mean, it was a lot of work, but once you do, it's easy. They almost take care of themselves, really. And people are like, oh, they're expensive. I was like, well, no, chicken feed. There's a reason where that – there's a lot of terms you learn.
So could you think you could tell a blind tasting between a backyard egg and a store-bought?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I think so.
And what's the difference?
They're richer. They have a better, especially in the spring. In the winter, maybe not, because you know they're not eating as much. You know, the good stuff. The winter eggs are paler.
The spring, they're getting all those spring shoots and stuff and bugs.
Bugs, snakes. Had a little party last night, a little pre-party, and somebody had found a snake. I was like, y'all are in for a treat. This is going to be great. Everybody was, oh, well, one of them gets it, and then, like, they want to eat it, but everybody else is chasing it. It's always a blast to get a snake. That's, like, my favorite.
So, overall, how is this chicken and thing going?
We're having a good time. What can I say?
Just tell me a little bit about your chicken operation here.
We have 9 girls, all different varieties. We have actually 2 Americanas and then the 7 different breeds. You'd have to ask my wife what they are. One of the things that we take a lot of pride in is that we built all of this ourselves. It was all secondhand. It's all scrap wood. The house that we got was a little tyke's house that we got off Craigslist for $60. We're going on our second year now. It's been a learning experience. Unfortunately, with the Texas heat last year, we lost 2 because of the heat, but compensated with fans, and we freeze gallon jugs of water and put it out in the summer so they can lean up against it, things like that. You know, we're the new version of hippies, I guess. I'm an old punk rocker, but I'm now learning how to grow our own food, and we compost, we do rain barrels.
And this is sort of a collective kind of operation, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually do a co-op with my in-laws and another couple. They supply the feed and the hay, and then we raise them and trade them eggs.
And that's working well?
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you get plenty of eggs for yourself?
We get about 40 a week total.
Okay.
From our 9 girls, give or take a little bit more.
But you've got more eggs in your diet these days than you did 5 years ago?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And a lot better eggs. The quality of homegrown eggs can't be beat. Yeah. So.
And what kind of food does that turn out as?
Most of the time it's just eggs in the morning.
Huh?
You know, I actually we bake our own bread. I like to make egg bread.
If somebody's thinking about getting chickens, what advice would you have?
I would say, one, absolutely do it. The chickens are less of a pain in the butt than my dogs are. And I would say, depending on where you are, get more chickens than you think you're going to need, because you will probably lose 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you like the chickens too?
Yes.
What's the best thing you like about the chickens?
I like petting them.
Thank you, David, for capturing so many fascinating interviews from East Dallas, and for doing an amazing job of recording and editing. To hear part 1 of this episode, go to radioforall.net and search for Bucky. In a few weeks, we'll profile David on the show. But first, we're returning to the series of profiles I recorded in the Vermont WGDR GDH broadcast zone. This is Bucky McCaw. I had a good time.
Bucky McCaw. Bucky McCaw.